This is a weekday of the Thursday night, April 4th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. It'll be our last night before the solar eclipse on Monday, so we'll talk a little about that so you'll be prepared. Basically considered a very potent new moon. So if you are into writing your prosperity checks, you can go to MarianneWinkowski.com and read all about that. That's like the law of abundance. You will probably want to make sure you don't miss Monday, and that'll be 1:21 Central Time. In terms of what does it mean, like I say, earlier I was taking a look at some of the various YouTube videos, just the titles, not actually delving into hearing them or seeing them, but you'd swear the Earth was going to end as we know it, and that's just not true on any level. Although, in ancient times, people who were living in caves probably did think that in some of these eclipses, where suddenly they didn't see the sun or they didn't see the moon and all that, but astrologically speaking, it's a timing device more than anything. It's kind of a standstill, and it's like, hey, wait, what's coming here? So if you have other things in your chart that would otherwise indicate this, that, or the other, the eclipse may be a great timing device for that, which is not nearly as sexy as some of the people who are saying that we'll have nuclear war. Don't hold your breath for that. As far as that goes, obviously eclipses are astronomical, but they do have astrological significance, and it's interesting because you don't often get them where you can actually see them in all their splendor and glory, and that's what's going on the 8th as far as that goes. There's a wide swath of America that will get to see it. When the sun and the moon align, the sun is obscured by the moon completely, and that's how it happens, and that will happen on April 8th. Now, by the way, this is depending on whether it's clear skies or rain or whatever. And the total eclipse happens for about 4 minutes and 28 seconds. When I say total, from start to finish, it's about 4 minutes and 28 seconds. And, astrologically, it's going to bring matters to light, literally. But you'd also have to, again, if you really wanted to buy into this, you'd have to understand your nodes. You'd have to know your whole chart in terms of your houses and all that stuff. So for most people, it's going to see, let's see what we can see. And there is a path of totality over the U.S., and that's causing a lot of interest from Texas to Maine. So Evansville, Indiana, smack dab in the middle of that. Cleveland, Ohio, also. So as you can see by that trajectory, sort of skirting Chicago, but assuming sunny skies, and I haven't looked at the weather, it should be an interesting show. Eclipses come in seasons, and they come in pairs, and we can talk about that as well. But what we're really looking at this point is is the solar eclipse, like I say, which means that both the sun and the moon are in the same sign, in this case, Aries. You can go back to, we had a lunar eclipse. It wasn't total, but we had a lunar eclipse in March. At that point, that was during a full moon, of course. So what you saw was the sun being in Aries and the moon being in Libra. All right, so there you have it. 888-876-5593. Questions, we can talk about them, but I think most people probably don't have a whole lot of interest in this. But no, don't expect the world to end as you know it. 888-876-5593. Barry is in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. Recovering from our snowstorm that we had today.
Wow. Well, you know, April's like that. I was talking to John about that because we had near us some snow, and I said, you know, he said, it's pretty late. I said, no, I'll tell you what, around April Fool's Day, it will fool you. You will see snow. So I won't be totally surprised about that. Is it melting yet?
Oh, no, no, it's still coming down. It's like a heavy, wet snow. People put their snow blowers away for the season and had to bring them out.
Yes, absolutely. You know that. It's April. It absolutely can snow in April. So what's the forecast for over the next few days?
I think it's going to clear up. I think Monday's supposed to be a nice day, so we should see the eclipse.
Yeah, and you you will be pretty close to the path of totality, so you'll get a chance to see it should you care to look.
Well, I don't understand those people that travel like three hours to see 4 minutes of.
I don't get it either. But I know many people who are doing that. You know, they'll be up in Caribou where it'll just be wonderful. That's fine. But these are phenomena that occur all the time, and like I say, in seasons, usually for a couple of years, there's the same two signs involved. In this case, Aries and Libra, back and forth. But of course, you know, for those who are into astrology right now, we got Mercury is retrograde, so that's a little factor too. You always see a certain amount of hoopla because, hell, what else is there to write about? But for some reason on this one, I have seen more far-flung thoughts of what's going to happen. Like, oh, my God, get back in your cave. Yeah, so we'll see. Maybe I'll be totally wrong and we won't be talking at all because we won't be here, but something tells me we'll have Monday Night Trivia.
I'm counting on it.
Yeah, actually, it will be eclipsed to some degree because there's a basketball before us, so we'll start late Monday night, but we should hopefully get an hour in there. But that's not why you called.
Right, I was calling about the single sideband. I guess I don't fully understand it because to me it sounds like I'm listening to the ocean in a seashell, you know, it has that sound. You know,
well, it can. Ham radio uses it. And originally, most of the hams were using AM, and that would actually be sending two signals, and so two identical copies of voice information. Now, with SSB single sideband, only one is going out. Now, the interesting thing is that depending on where it is on the dial, it's either the upper sideband or the lower sideband. And yes, you can have radios that will pick up, USB upper sideband or LB lower sideband, LSB lower sideband, and it can be interesting. But it's not like, you know, sitting at home listening to your AM or FM station. This is basically listening to ham radio.
So I select the shortwave band and then press the SSB button on it.
Well, it would. It depends. What radio have you got?
I got the Sea Crane with the weather and airplane.
Okay. All right. So the Skywave, too?
Skywave. Yeah, I believe that's the one, yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you, the best thing to do, I believe, if you go online, there is an entire treatise of this at ccradio.com. And because Bob Crane wrote a whole bunch of stuff. Because, you know, daytime and nighttime is different as well. So if you're looking for lower sideband in the day, maybe 7125 through 7300, or 21200 to 21450, and that's upper actually. But nighttime is going to be different. Probably 3600 will be lower sideband or even 7125. So you can read all of this online at the C-Crane catalog.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's probably Bob will have a much more cogent explanation than me, I'm sure.
Okay.
And the way to do it, maybe start an hour after sunset, initially, and of course that little antenna you want to extend that whatever you're going to use, and so you go to shortwave on the display, and then on the and then you want to tune it in 1 kilohertz increments slow. And so it'll say slow on the display. And then maybe start at 7125 and go up until you hear a modestly strong voice. It'll be somewhat distorted. But when it's distorted and you're hearing it distorted, then press the SSB key and let the SSB circuit download. Then press the fine tune key and the lights are going to light up. And then you can do the tuning knob up or down and the voice will become audible. You'll be able to understand it.
So it's mostly ham radio on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's interesting. And like I say, in times of emergency or in times of when you're just not getting it on your standard band, you might hear something very interesting. Now, shortwave is finicky. There's no doubt about that. So the conditions for it change daily. So sometimes you're hearing a lot of stuff, and other times it's, almost all you're hearing is the ocean, so to speak. So, it's more of a hobby than appointment listening.
Yeah, like I said, I remember as a kid listening to it and picking up, like, radio keys and, the America,
Radio Free whatever.
Voice of America.
That you weren't supposed to hear that here, but yes, that's true. That was for the rest of the world. We Americans weren't supposed to hear it, but you could.
Christian Science Monitor.
Right. A lot of preaching and teaching, and yes, Christian Science Monitor right out of Boston, of course.
Right.
Yep. I think University of Alabama has a real nice website on the ham bands, and it's probably like DX Display, and there's more than that, but it's something like DX Display. And as a rule of thumb, the higher frequencies work better in the day, the lower frequencies work better at night, but again, day by day.
Yep. And you mentioned Christian Science, the Christian Science building in Boston has the Maporium.
Yes.
Built. That's a really, it's like how the world was in 1938.
Uh-huh.
And it's like all glass. You're on like a bridge.
Uh-huh.
And you're surrounded by the gold. Yeah, and like the voice, the sound bounces up. You can't, if you whisper something, everybody can hear.
Yes, yes.
Because of the sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Because there's countries that don't even exist anymore.
Well, that's very true, isn't it? And there are countries that do exist that didn't exist then, that's for sure. So,
exactly.
The Maparium Experience, right, on Massachusetts Avenue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like three stories or so. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
You betcha. All right, well, check it out. Let me know what you find or don't find, what sounds interesting or doesn't sound interesting. But again, it's a hobby. It's not appointment listening.
Okay. All right. We'll do.
Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
It can be
a lot of fun. It's obscure today, but as I mentioned on the C-Crane radio, you can also get the air traffic control out and ships at sea. And I remember Bob Crane once told me there were spy networks, and I didn't spend a lot of time trying to find them, but I wouldn't doubt them for a minute. But and some actual shortwave, but most of the time you can see an individual using it rather than, say, a station. All right, 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And we will get to Stacy Algonquin. We're going to see how she's doing, and we're going to find out about the abundance check. We'll talk more about that and the upcoming eclipse if you want. And yes, absolutely, signs that you need an exorcist. I promised I'd give you that and fell short last night. So, you know, I do this to some degree with tongue-in-cheek, but what's interesting is how frequent the calls now are becoming to priests and to various parishes saying, we need an exorcism. All right, well, get down with your bad self, I guess. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Stacy had said, play anything by Tina Turner you want. She wasn't expecting this. We Need an Understanding came out under her name as a solo, 1964 on Sonja. And 4 years later on Pompeii, Ike and Tina did it as a duo. Well, I'll cheer a little of that, but I got to tell you, I thought the original 64 was actually a much better rendition, but I'll leave it to you.
I broke your heart and made you cry. I was angry when I said goodbye. Now I know it was just a lie. Oh, I know we can't always see eye to eye, but people in love should always try. What we need is some understanding.
Yeah, I was listed as Ike and Tina on that one. Sounds a little more like you might recognize her later. Like I say, 68 on Pompeii. But I thought that original 64 on Sonja was just a sweet little Tina Turner record. So there you have it. And we'll get to Stacy in moments, along with you, hopefully coming up right here on WGN Radio.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Give me that thing.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and well, it all started when Laura from Willowbrook called to say that she was making a list of one-hit wonders, and she came across Edison Lighthouse, and I said, well, depends how you define it, because they were a studio group. That's actually Tony Barrows, and he was responsible for a lot of records. Tony Burrows, I'm sorry. And she said, well, play one, so I couldn't resist it. There's the Pipkins, Gimme That Ding, and the gravelly voice is Tony Burrows. And the high-pitched voice is actually half of a writing team that wrote the song, and Mike Hazelwood. The other half was Albert Hammond, by the way. And that was written for a kid show in Great Britain. And in fact, the first person to sing it for the kids' show was Freddie Garrity of Freddie and the Dreamers. And ultimately, Burroughs got a hold of it, and it became one of the many things he did. So it didn't matter what it was, whether it was Edison Lighthouse or Brotherhood of Man or the First Class or White Plains, on and on. Same guy, Tony Burroughs. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And Stacy in Algonquin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
So we were concerned about
you. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. You called last week to say something had happened, and you were going to call back and tell us something in your apartment. What happened to you?
Well, when I was on my old medicine, I think I overdosed, in the bottles of insulin.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember a thing. All I remember was, I guess, I was just not conscious of anything. And I guess I fell out of the recliner onto the concrete floor.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
On my right side, and then I cracked my head.
Oh, no.
And all I remember was I just opened my eye, and I looked at my finger, and I said, red blood. And then I heard my neighbor next door, Richard. He heard everything, and he said, Stacy, don't worry, help is on the way, because he's right next door to me.
Uh-huh.
And I swear, he saved my life.
Wow.
And I didn't know what was happening, and then I heard the paramedics come in. They rushed in, and then they must have given me something so I could be aware of everything. And then I said, Stacy, you lost a lot of blood. We're going to wrap your head in there. And then when I started crying and screaming, and I said, am I going to die? Am I going to die? And they said, no, you're not going to die. You just lost a lot of blood. And they wrapped up because I had cracked my head on the right side.
Yeah.
So they wrapped me up in my clothes, everything, and I was crying. And they said, don't worry, we're going to take it to the hospital. The paramedics are here, and it was my neighbor next door, Richard, and my other neighbor across the way. They heard the fall, and right away, and I remember hearing my neighbor, Richard, and he said, Stacy, help is on the way. Don't worry. And then they just wrapped me up, and I said to the other woman from the front, I said, please watch my stuff and everything. And I'm crying, screaming.
Oh,
and they said, don't worry, we're gonna take you to the hospital. And this was like in the evening. It was dark already. It was March. And oh, Raleigh, I just couldn't believe it. And then, they got me to Huntley Hospital. And then it was like, 6 o'clock. Oh, my God. And so I was in one of the waiting rooms because they didn't have a room for me yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctor came in and he said, Stacy, close your eyes. Because they had to pour water all over me because there was blood. I don't mean to get emotional. There was just blood all over clothes,
you fell,
everything.
Sure.
And then, they were just checking me all over the place, my ears, my nose, everything. And there was just, and he said, I'm going to have to give you a shot because I have to close up your head. I have to put, stitches in. So I said, okay, I'm a pretty good patient. And he did that. And then finally, they told me everything that was going on. And finally, it was going towards dawn, like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we've got a room for you. So they took me up. So I was, I was just all wrapped up like a big turban all over my head and everything. And then I was in the hospital, and they gave me, you know, all the tests and everything. And I was doing very well. They gave me therapy. They had me walking and everything. And, I was pretty good. And then they had me walking and everything, and with the walker, without the walker. And I was there like 2 days, and then my friend Chris came. And he couldn't believe what happened, and he helped me immensely. So I was in Huntley Hospital like 2 days. And then they had released me, and they just, you know, the stitches and all the tests and everything. And I couldn't even tell you how many different tests they took on me, Raleigh.
Right, right.
And, I mean, I was black and and purple all over. And then so finally, when I was able to leave, you know, Chris brought my stuff and everything. And so I'm, you know, back to my apartment, and everything was wonderful. They took care of everything, cleaned everything, and everybody was so worried about me.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you're consistently the drama queen, which is good. So I'm sure there were all sorts of shrieks. And, yeah, that does get, I mean, does get a lot of attention.
You know, I think, Raleigh, I think God, somehow, some way, he was trying to test my strength, you know, losing a husband and a house and 50 million different things. And I think he was just testing how strong I am.
Well, I think also, though, it's sort of an indicator that maybe you need to be a little more careful about your insulin and all that kind of stuff. Be more mindful.
Oh, yeah. Now I take, my doctor gave me the Flex Pen.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which is wonderful, because now I write everything down. I put it on my phone, and in fact, I'm doing so well, I'm doing it by myself. I do it before breakfast, before lunch, before dinner. I check what my blood sugar is. I write it down. And then I have, like, if it's, say, 160.
Uh-huh.
So that's, I give myself 2 units okay. of my insulin Flex Pen.
Okay.
And then you get rid of, you go up to 2, you release 2, then goes back to 0, and then you put it back to 2, and then I learned how to do it on my leg, wherever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You press in, 1, 2,
all
it's
right.
in, done. And then, I mean, I know the whole, yeah. one of the nurses right. said, you can teach a class.
Well, good, good. But now you know, and you will watch that, and it won't happen again, and all's well that ends well.
Oh, no.
How are you feeling?
I'm better.
Okay.
I'm still, in fact, we had a shower, so I feel pretty good. And I just wanted to call and, you know, tell you everything
yeah.
that happened. You know, I had so much going on
yeah.
that I couldn't call, you know, and let you know earlier
right.
what was going on. Because this month is my birthday month, Raleigh, April 21st.
Happy, happy.
Thank you. And what's good about here at Eastgate, for your birthday, they have a big celebration down in the dining room. We have entertainers. It's wonderful.
Good. Excellent. Excellent news.
But, you know, everything's healed. My stitches are out,
right.
and it's all healing on my head. You know, I still, on my right side of my face, I only have like one little black and blue mark. It's still healing.
Yeah.
But you can hardly tell. When I went down to dinner, they said, Stacy, you look wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't even tell. And everybody was so worried. And I said, you know, and I took the walker, you know, it's my dad's walker, just, you know, and in my apartment. So I leave it in the front. And then if I get dizzy, I just grab onto a piece of furniture. I'm very, very careful.
Good.
And, but they took, but, you know, I've got it down pat, and I'm writing everything down. And the nurse, you know, they gave me a week. They were going through everything. And they said, make sure you eat. After you do the insulin, you take food.
Of course.
And then I had my physical therapist coming tomorrow. And we do exercises to music.
Yep.
And I even lost weight and everything. And, I mean, everything's moving forward. And I got a fabulous haircut here. But, you know, it still hurt. You know, it still hurts when, you know, me, I try to kind of overdo things, but I watch what I do. So, but the pen, it's excellent. Good. And I'm doing everything step by step and on my phone, on my sheets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the nurses and male, they've all been so wonderful and checking. You know, they'll check in on me, you know,
yep,
now and then just to make sure everything's okay.
It all sounds good.
So, Raleigh.
Yes.
What is the date?
Well, it is Monday.
For the law of abundance.
Yeah, it's Monday. It's exactly the same time as the eclipse. So that is Monday at 1:21 in the afternoon. And this is your time, Central Time, 1:21. So this is kind of like a new moon on steroids, because it's the big eclipse.
Okay, 1:21 in the afternoon.
Right, on Monday.
Okay, and this coming Monday.
Yep, it's a solar eclipse.
Solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And
it's a total solar eclipse. And so
that's when we would write our abundance check.
Yes, before 1:21.
Okay.
All right. So it's about three times more potent than a regular new moon. So
okay, so 1:21 in the afternoon,
yes,
PM.
Yes.
On Monday, and
yes,
let's see, what's Monday's?
April 8th.
Oh, the 8th. Oh,
yep.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have all this right.
You do.
Okay. Write it.
All right.
1:21 p.m.
So anytime before 1:21 and wait for good things to happen.
Oh, I know. And, okay, told you about birthday. And even Passover, it's the day after my birthday.
All right. So it falls rather late this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get everything in that I had to tell you.
Well, that you can always call back.
I'm,
we'll be on the air next week. You can tell us how it went for the solar eclipse. But sounds like you're sounding fine. So event over, good news, and hopefully a great solar eclipse.
All right. Well, it's great talking to you.
Yeah. All right.
And can you play a song, something that you like?
Well, I played you your Tina Turner tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah, I played that while you were on hold.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what they were. They were Tina Turner records just for you. Two of them.
Oh, I didn't hear that because, you know, I was holding. Oh.
Oh. Well, you can always listen to it on the replay, or we'll play something else for you next week.
Okay,
right,
that sounds good, Raleigh.
Good deal. You're sounding great, Stacy.
Have a fabulous weekend.
You too. Keep it up. All right. So, Stacy.
All right. Thank you, Raleigh.
Stacy sounds terrific. All right. So, and I'm glad, because she had told us she had an event, and then we didn't hear from her, and I thought, that isn't good news. Yeah. Speaking of which, I've been having a tough day today. A very good friend of mine truly wound out he died and had a heart attack on St. Patrick's Day. And I got an email from him, and I answered it literally hours before he had this heart attack, and I didn't know until today. And so trying to process that. But other than that, glad to hear from you. Takes my mind off everything else. We'll get to Doc Watson about the eclipse in New Hampshire. You betcha. Jim in Norwich. We've got Eduardo in Tampa. The dog show. All right, why not? Elizabeth in Rock Falls, another bridge collapse. I haven't heard about a collapse, but I know there was another incident, but that was Oklahoma and the bridge withstood it, so we'll find out if it's something else. And there's room for you, too. And we will go over those signs that you need an exorcist, I promise, coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. Damon LaSalle said he played a lot of Mary Wells. How about her biggest? Well, there it is. My Guy, 1964. Of course, that Smokey Robinson wrote it. Yeah, same year he wrote an answer record, My Girl, for The Temptations. So, yeah, great year for Smokey, as were many back then. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Doc Watson is in New Hampshire. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you today?
All right. What's happening?
Well, nothing much. You caught me with a mouthful of potato chips, and they're not Dickies.
Oh, no.
You remember Dickies potato chips?
Of course.
Don't you?
Yes.
That was a staple in the city of New Orleans.
Yes, and worth it, too. Very nice. Right kind of oil somehow.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was a kid, they took us to the plant where they made potato chips. And you could pick them up hot off the ramp as they were going to be bagged.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of great memories in New Orleans. And I spoke to Bob Walker I chatted with him on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling me about a newsletter that he used to put out. It was like a broadcasting newsletter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he mentioned someone named Claude.
Yeah, I was radio editor for Billboard, and Claude Hall had been as well. And then he later resurrected Vox Jocks, and he wasn't doing too well. And he managed to rope me into doing it for a few years till he passed. So, yes, the online ones are still there. But the last one I did, he died in 2017, and I did one at the end of the year there, and that was it, because I just don't have the time. But what really just kills me is so many of the people, because it was, you know, kind of like old home week, you know, the people that we used to write about when we were actively writing for Billboard, all of whom are retired or passed now, but so many of them that were contributing as recent as 6 years ago are no longer with us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've lost a lot of people over the last 10 years,
yes.
I would say. You know?
Tremendous
amount.
Seen
an increase.
Yes, tremendous
but,
amount.
He said Claude loved Mother's.
Yes.
Mother's Restaurant.
Yes.
And I order Mother's online. Believe me, living in New Hampshire, I was in New Orleans for 46 years.
Yeah.
And living in New Hampshire, I'm not lacking for anything in New Orleans, to be honest with you. They got this website, and I'm not giving them a plug by any
sure.
means. But you can get Dookie Chase.
Uh-huh.
You can get Commander. You can get Mother's. And what's that grocery store where they sell the muffaladas?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Mother's was on Poydras. It probably still is. And so you have to do the mail order through this third party? Give me the URL. I want this.
It's Gold Belly. They got a couple of them that I order from. I'd have to look them up. Maybe
okay.
I can send you an email. Right. But Gold Belly,
yeah.
They have Dookie Chase. And, you know, Leia Chase passed away a couple of years ago. And now I believe it's her grandson that has it.
Okay. And they got Gambino's. Yeah, I see that. And Central Grocery, that's what you're probably thinking.
The Central
of.
Grocery,
yes,
yeah, the
yes,
best
yes.
muffaladas in New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it damn well better be, because they're selling them for $125.95.
Well, yeah, but I got to be honest with you, it's worth it, because when it arrives, it's still frozen.
Yeah.
And you just put it in a pot and heat it up, and it's heat and eat, you know?
Oh, I do know.
And it's cooked in New Orleans, and it's flavorful. Yeah. I mean, listen, the food up here is pretty good. I've had some pretty good Yankee pot roast.
Right.
And they've got some good restaurants around, you know what I mean? But nothing like Commander's or Arno's or...
Or Acme or Oyster House or Aunt Sally's Creole Pralines.
Yeah, well... Like I said, I even get my coffee and chicory up here. I made friends with the manager at one of the supermarkets.
Uh-huh.
And he gets me Louisiana coffee and chicory in the white container. But he also gets French Market coffee and chicory in the red cans. And I was able to get a couple of collectible cans because they had those Mardi Gras cans last year and the year before.
Right.
So I was able to get a couple of those. Oh, you know, I love New Orleans, but I never plan on going back there to live. I can't take the weather.
Well, and I don't blame you for that. I remember the first time I ever landed at Moisant Field, I got off the plane, and literally I thought that the air was liquid oxygen. It just was, the humidity was just enough to damn near kill me. But the other thing is, the New Orleans that we remember isn't there. I always say that about places. You know, the old, you can never go home anymore. You can't, because places only exist in time. So when people have said to me, what's your favorite city you lived in? I said, well, it only exists in time. You know, Cincinnati, 1968, Miami, 1962. You know, you gotta do it that way. Same with New Orleans. What's there now is not what was there in 1960.
The Pearl's gone, if you remember the Pearl.
Yeah.
You know, that's gone. Cereo's is gone.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites, Riccobono's Peppermill. Now, that was in Metairie, out on Severn.
Right.
That's now closed. So, like I said, you're right. It's not the same.
No.
And I don't think it will ever be again. Now, on this eclipse that's coming up on Monday,
yes,
there are a lot of people out there that seem to believe that there is some biblical significance.
Oh, God, hell, yeah, yeah. My favorite was the one who saw who managed to look at dates and said, it's 666. I'm like, oh, just great. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody knows what the future holds. I mean, let's put it like this. I plan to be here on April 9th.
Yes,
now,
I do
what
too.
What happens in the subsequent months and years, that remains to be seen. You know, there's blood moons coming up in 2025 and 2026.
Of course.
I think they're March, September, and then again in March. Well, the last time they had blood moons, some of those prophecies came true.
Right.
And they had COVID-19. And, you know, I think things have deteriorated since 2016.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. The situation politically in the United States, to me, is laughable. I don't participate in it. I just read about it and just have a chuckle. Because I just can't believe what's going on. And you know, the choices that we have, really, you know, it's not that weighty like it used to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And whether that's true or whether it's just our perception that we know more, you know, I don't know that it was necessarily that much better before, but there were so many things that we did not know. And we could go on and on about that. It's not just America, it's the world. And definitely, I've said this many times, but I think as far as mankind on this planet, we've really only had two real leaps. The first one back in the cave days was when they came up with the wheel that really changed society for them. And for us, it's been this lead up for the last 250 years to digital. And what we're going to see going forward is unprecedented on this planet. But it's not going to happen on Tuesday, April 9th. As far as the biblical stuff, I think that came from Book of Joel. Because in there, sun will turn into darkness, moon will turn into blood before the great and terrible days of the Lord. And then Peter, during the Pentecost, stated in Acts something similar. So that's where that's coming from. But, you know, a totally eclipsed moon is usually red, hence the blood moon. But these are astronomical phenomena that happen repeatedly.
Yes, yes. It's been going on for years and for years.
Yes.
It's the end of the world. It's not going to end until it ends. But I'll tell you this, in the coming election, well, not in the coming election, but if I had my choice for president, let me put it that way, I like Ike.
Yeah, take me back to the 50s. I'm with you there in so many ways, yes. Well, it's always good to hear from you. Thank you, Doc.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. Take care, Rob.
Okay, thanks. Hope you'll call me again soon. All right, so like talking to Doc, that's for sure. And you too, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Elizabeth in Rock Falls, so she knows I'm going to ask, how's Mr. Chubbs?
Well, my dear little boy.
Yeah.
I was taking a nap in the recliner yesterday, and I was having a terrible dream. And I know I was reaching out my arms and trying to say, help, help. And he came over to me and just started pawing my knee, like, wake up, wake up.
Good for him.
So I know. Yeah. He's a good companion. I really appreciate him.
Yes, he is. Yes, and I hope he understands.
I'm sorry about your friend and your loss, Raleigh. I know.
Yeah.
Each one that goes, it's like another little hole in your heart. I know.
The only thing I can say that makes me feel a little better is that we talked a few months ago about his carotid artery was like 97% occluded, and they told him he wanted to do something, and they said, well, you'll either have a stroke or a heart attack, and that's the best we can do for you. And he had said to me, he says, I don't want a stroke. I don't want to live that way. And I thought about this because he just, on St. Patrick's Day, just dropped dead, and from all accounts, very quickly. And I thought, you know, if you're going to go, thank God he went that way.
Yes, that's for sure. That's for sure. What I called about was when that bridge collapsed in Baltimore.
Yes.
It brought to mind one that collapsed only about 15 miles from me in 1873, and it's still, they say, the worst bridge collapse tragedy in the history of America.
You're talking about Dixon?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, and I was going to say, you weren't there for that. I know that.
No, I wasn't there.
But yeah, this was right over the Rock River. I mean, that was horrible. And
we're having a baptism in the water.
Yeah.
And all these people had crowded onto the one end of the bridge to watch. I think there were like 200 people plus 6 horses and carriages.
Yeah.
And 2 people were baptized. And just as the third one went in, there was a cracking and then a complete collapse of that section, followed by all the other 4 sections.
Right.
And there were, I think, 46 people that died, mostly women and children.
Yeah, just horrible.
And then 56 or so that were badly injured.
Yeah.
And I guess when the bridge collapsed, they were encaged in this ironwork.
The lattice work, yes.
Yeah. And so, and the women who had these big, heavy dresses and skirts and everything,
right,
they didn't have a chance even to swim. And it was just, it sounds like it was a nightmare.
Absolutely.
But the bridge was only 4 years old.
Yeah.
And of course, they didn't have licensed engineers or inspectors or anything back then. So the city council had just gone with what looked the best, I guess.
I haven't read this extensively, but wasn't it a deal where there was stress on one part of the bridge because of the way that the crowd and all were standing? It was creating undue stress on one part. It wasn't equally spaced apart. And no one was expecting that to happen. And I'll tell you, when I thought about that, was actually not a bridge, but if you remember the tea dance at the, I think it was the Hyatt in Kansas City, my God, where those, bridge walkways indoors just absolutely collapsed. And they're not built for certain weight situations, but you're right about the ironwork. That was what was so scary when you heard about, people whose arms were stuck and they drowned because they couldn't get cut free. And even after they died, it took days to get the bodies out. It was just gruesome.
Right. Mm-hmm. And some of them said they were trapped with their faces 6 inches below the water.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was just horrible.
Couldn't get free.
Right. Just,
and it was
just
a design,
horrible.
I guess. It was a design flaw. They decided, finally.
Yeah.
And it was an iron bridge built of short, light pieces.
Mm-hmm.
What I read. And there were 5 stone piers to support it. And then I was thinking, there's a brand new bridge on I-74 at the Quad Cities. And I wondered about, how structurally sound that was. It was just completed recently. But they said that only barge traffic goes through there and nowhere near the weight of that container ship.
Yeah.
So I'm really worried about them.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the twin bridges and that like the Iowa-Illinois bridge. That's on 74 that across the Mississippi between Bettendorf and Moline. Yeah, that bridge, I think, opened, what, in 2020 or something? One part of it, and then ultimately 2021. I assume that that bridge is built to standards. You know, frankly, if the Key Bridge had been built to standards, it would have survived this. But again, the problem, and I think they'll come to this conclusion with the Key Bridge, is they knew it wasn't built to standards. Then how the hell are you letting, you know, ships of that size in there without tugs? You know, that was the real issue. So
the supports didn't have any kind of protection around them.
And you know, if this were going to happen, this would be the result. It was well known, but it was some of the thinking of just, well, it won't happen. Why they have tugs further up, right by the Port of Baltimore? Why did the tugs release before you get through the Key Bridge?
Yeah. That's a good question, because I don't know why.
Well, pressure from the shippers, frankly, because it's more expensive and it takes more time.
Yeah.
But that's where the state should be coming in and saying, yep, more expensive takes more time and you're going to do it.
Oh, dear. At least there weren't hundreds of people died.
Yeah.
It could have been a lot worse.
Of course it could. It could have been in rush hour.
Right.
You know, and had that been in rush hour, you know, that those numbers would have dwarfed some of the other things that we've seen. So, yeah. No doubt about that.
Well, I was glad to hear from Stacy, too, happened to her. And I know head wounds can bleed like crazy.
Yes,
doesn't have to be a big wound for just blood to pour out.
You're so right about that. It can look like, oh, my God, it's death on a cracker. But there's so much blood in the head. Yes, it can be very, very dramatic. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Stacy is wonderful at playing the drama queen. So it's just perfect. I can only imagine the shrieks and all that. You know, so yeah, I can laugh about that because she's going to be fine. But you know, it's as expected.
I'm glad she had good neighbors.
Yes. Yeah. That's one of the nice things about living in a place where you know your neighbors and there are a lot of communal offerings. Yes. Yes. Can't say enough for that.
I just have Mr. Chubb.
Yeah. Well, and see, he saved you yesterday and he will again.
He's really good. I'm crying about something, he comes over and puts his head on my knee and looks at me with those big brown eyes.
Right. Right.
He's just a good pal.
That's great. That's great. I'd say give him a cookie, but don't feed him. All right.
No. I'll give him a carrot.
There you are. A carrot will be wonderful. All right. Thanks. I appreciate it, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay. Talk to you soon. All right. So 888-876-5593. We got Johnny D and we got, Jim. Yeah. Oh, the John Spira story. He's never been found, has he? We'll find out. Dave and LaSalle has more requests. Eduardo in Tampa. Angie Harmon's dog. All right. Oh, that was a horrible story. That was Charlotte. We'll talk about all that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
WGN Radio. I'm
Raleigh James. Rufus and Chaka Khan. Been meaning to play that for a while. Paul in Buffalo Grove requested that a couple months ago, 1983 on Warner Brothers. And if you're listening, Paul, there you have it. I don't know if Stacy's listening, but I guess I should apologize, though I'm laughing at the same time. She called John back and said, I am not a drama queen and I'm never calling again. why I'm laughing, of course, if what happened to Stacy didn't turn out as it did, that would just be a tragedy. But she's absolutely fine. And to the visual of her shrieking, as she said, and, am I going to die? I mean, that's the definition of drama queen, and it's fun. It's like the time Stacy called in a total panic because the lights went out. All right, we love you, Stacy, and it's hilarious. So, own up to it and, wear the title proudly. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You are a fine drama queen, and I think it's just great. Now, I will say there have been times that John has accused me of that. The most interesting one came actually in 2002 when we were living in the Mold House. We didn't yet know it was the Mold House. And I was staring out the window because I had lost use of a knee at that point. And I said, this is it. Another month, I won't be able to make a transfer. And John's like, you drama queen. Another month, I couldn't make a transfer. So that happens, and that turned out not to be funny because of what came down after that. But had I been fine a day later, it's like, yeah, absolutely. All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh and Dave in LaSalle has requests. All right, Dave, what do you want to hear?
Hi, Raleigh. First, a quick thanks for the Mary Weld song.
Oh, my pleasure.
Was she 17 when she did that song?
Yeah. Actually, when it was a hit, she was over 18. But when she recorded it, yeah.
Well, what a talent, you know.
Yeah.
I got a couple quick hits for you here. This first one was, you might say, my high school cruising days, late 50s. It's Endless Sleep.
Oh, Jody Reynolds on Demon,
yeah.
The Highest in Phi. Yeah. The night was black, yeah. Rain falling down. Look for my baby. She's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore of air. She's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in your endless sleep. I think I've heard it.
You're killing me. I love it. I got one other one a few years later. What's your name?
Oh, Don and Juan. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I love Don and Juan. That was probably the only hit, but Magic Mirror, and there was many, many others that were wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don and Juan on the Big Top label.
I'll get off the horn, and I'll be enjoying your show, and thanks for everything.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, so there were a number of Don and Juan that, in fact, stuff that really never got airplay that made fine doo-wop records and should have been, woulda, coulda, shouldas as far. Now, not that there's anything wrong with What's Your Name, but Magic Wand, oh, man, there's a record. Potluck. But, hey, he wants What's Your Name, that's what he'll get. All right, 888-876-5593. Jim in Norwich, welcome back to WGN Radio. Do we have news on Johnny Spira?
Calling you, Raleigh, because you know all. It just occurred to me, I like to read these little mystery books, Chicago Mysteries, mm-hmm. or Haunted Sites of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I recall sketchy information. 2007, this guy mm-hmm. disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
He, I guess, was like a weekend musician who called himself Chicago Johnny, but
mm-hmm.
he had a straight job like in some kind of an electronics plant.
Universal Cable Construction.
His partner, he was in a contentious divorce,
mm-hmm.
and his partner and his wife were doing something together, and
mm-hmm.
the guy disappeared. The place got
mm-hmm.
burned down.
Mm-hmm.
His sister put up a billboard, have you seen Chicago Johnny? Where is Chicago
mm-hmm.
Johnny? The billboard got vandalized, and the last I heard, the sister, who lives in Arizona, comes to Chicago every year to try to drum up interest in her brother's disappearance case.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as you know, he's still just disappeared.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the last thing, I think, was about 2020. There was a big article on that they kind of recapped it. And it was 2007, like February, and it was Universal Cable. That's where they found his car, by the way, in West Chicago. And he was supposed to go out to dinner, and then he didn't show up. And then the next night, you know, his band was the Rabble Rousers. He didn't show up for a performance, and they said, "Oh, something's really wrong here." And then they found his car at Universal Cable. And apparently
they never found him.
No, cell tower record showed the phone was active near the business. So if he had the phone on him, he wasn't far from the business. But
wow, that sounds like one for Keith Morrison on TV, doesn't it?
Who knows?
You know that spooky guy that looks like a barn owl.
Right. Well, the thing that you wonder about, and the piece of the puzzle that you bring up, is he was going through a contentious divorce. And,
it almost sounds like a James M. Cain novel, Double Indemnity, or The Postman always rings twice.
Well, I remember when I was in Myrtle Beach, there was a guy there that had been arrested. It was on the news. He had apparently faked his own death so he wouldn't have to pay child support.
And
and they're arresting this guy. I'm watching this on TV. I'm like, oh my God. But he got away with it for like 10 years before they discovered he was alive.
Listen, one quick thing, to get off the misery and tragedy angle for a second. Have you read Screaming Wild Man by Carl Bonafetti?
No.
You know, he's the erstwhile manager of the Buckinghams.
You're right.
And also the all-girl group, Daughters of Eve.
Right.
And he wrote, it's really a nice book. When I say nice, there's no dirt in it. And he probably could have if he chose to, but it's the kind of book, you know, I could let my mom or my sister read about Chicago music scene. And I guess when he was a teenager, one of his friends said to him as a compliment, "You're a screaming wild man."
Oh, that's great.
So he just used that as the title of his book. And I think it's one of those self-published things.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
In our Norwich library.
Right. It's on Amazon for $12.51, and I agree that it probably is one of those things that printed on demand only because, you know, they don't have used ones available. But that's fine. I'll buy it. I'll read it. You betcha.
He's got some good tales to tell, and he pops up once in a while at these street festivals like Taste of Lincoln Avenue, Retro, and Roscoe.
Yeah.
He sells those little hats that pop into umbrellas.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Yeah, perfect.
He's still in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. The Screaming Wild Man. I've just put it in my cart at Amazon. I will buy that tonight.
Oh, excellent. Great show, Riley.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call. All right, so I was hoping that maybe we had suddenly found Johnny Spyro, because that is one of the mysteries. What happened to this guy? He was a private pilot, you know, but again, the phone was just at the, you know, near Universal Cable, and nobody has any information. And he was an Army vet, and like Jim was saying, he was a blues guitarist, and, everybody seemed to love him. So what's the deal? I don't know. But again, what about that divorce? I don't know. So if you have any information, well, I know DuPage Police would like to hear from you, but frankly, so would I. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, but I believe the time has come. The moment you have waited for all week long, you wanted to hear it. Well, wait no more, because it is time. It is time for Walter's Perspective, sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com.
What's your name? I have seen.
WGN Radio. I'm Rodney James. Well, there's David LaSalle. There's Don and Juan, except neither was Don or Juan. It was Claude Johnson who played the part of Juan. He wrote it, too. He used to be in the Genies, and he co-wrote Who's That Knockin' for them. And as far as Don, that was Roland Trone. And Roland died early, like 1980s, early 80s. And Juan, Claude Johnson, was with us until after the year 2000, for sure, because he came up with other Dons for various things. And so yeah, big top records, big hit. But Magic Wand was a fine record. And like I said, there were other things that I really liked. The flip side of Two Fools Are We, which was Potluck. I liked that. All right, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Johnny D. in Ohio. What's going on tonight, Johnny D.?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself? You're awake, and the lovely Becky is allowing you up.
Yeah, I had a fighter. No, she's allowing me to be up.
Okay, good.
We made a deal. I made a deal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we made a deal. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
No. I don't want to know. No details are needed.
Anyhow, I'm listening, you know, because I've been on hold for a little while.
Yes,
here, Raleigh,
have,
listening
yeah.
to all the different callers.
Yes, yes.
And I think Stacy might just be the Queen of Sheba.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think Stacy's just great. And, you know, that's perfect for talk radio, so she shouldn't take offense at that at all.
No. I'm so sorry to hear she... Yeah. What'd she do? Overdose on insulin? What?
Well, yeah, she messed up the insulin and it put her kind of in a coma.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Gotta watch with that guy.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. And then I was listening to the... Oh, and I'm still waiting to see a picture of Mr. Chub-Chub.
Mr. Chubbs, I know I am too.
Mr. Chub-Chub, I call him. Chub-Chub.
Okay.
But, you know, how big is that dog?
Well, apparently larger than he should be.
Is he like one of them bulldog puggy?
No, he's not. He's not like a Great Pyrenees or anything, no.
Like one of them pug faced, you know, British bulldog?
No, I do not believe so. I think he's a medium-sized, lovely animal.
Okay. Well, Caesar at one time was kind of stout, you know.
But Caesar,
my dog Caesar,
right? But
huh?
Caesar was small, so of course, unfortunately, any weight, if he had too much weight, would show quickly because he didn't have much room. He was a small dog.
Well, there was at a time he was like real stout and rugged,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Then he got real skinny, and you know the whole story.
Oh, I
but,
do know.
Now the other fella. I liked Ike, too. Now, when I was a little boy, he was the first president I can remember on TV.
Right.
Eisenhower. And, see, because then when I listen to these people, then my mind starts going, I once said to my ex-brother-in-law, I said to him, I said, beware the military-industrial complex. Now, he was younger than me.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
He was younger than me.
Yeah.
You go, what's the matter with that? I used to work for the military. And he did. He was a geophysicist, and he worked for Star Wars.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. I promise right after the news we will be right back to this. We'll leave him right there, and you two, and pick it up for the final hour tonight on WGN Radio.
Convince my stupid heart not to believe you. You've got two good girls strung out, and there's not the slightest doubt that other girls have loved you before. But you work your thing so well, I'll dream of heaven and live in hell. Till I can't take it anymore. If I had 1 ounce of pride, stand up or step aside, but man, I love you. So I'll accept the crumbs you drop, 'cause I'm a fool and I can't stop or rise above you. Let her speak up for herself, I'll speak for me. So well, I'll dream of heaven and live in hell till I can't take it anymore.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I think Benny King had the first version of that. Number of soul singers tried it, but as far as I was concerned, it wasn't until Andrew Willis recorded this in 1973 on Capitol that it just, to me, was huge. And of course, it went absolutely nowhere. Clyde Otis wrote it, and I thought it was just a great, great, perfect country record and did absolutely nothing. And like I say, from Benny King, and there's probably 24 people who did that, but no one nailed it like Andra. Andra, I think she was Australian, but she was on the Lawrence Welk show for years and did that, and it went nowhere. So 888-876-5593. We're talking with Johnny D in Ohio. We left him before the news, and I forget what we were talking about.
The military industrial
complex. Of course. Yes, that's right. The military industrial complex. And it was an interesting speech that Ike gave as he was leaving office. And there are so many stories about that speech, and no one knows what the truth is. But supposedly he was going to call it the military industrial congressional. But then, you know, to appease Congress, they didn't put that in there. And then someone else said they weren't going to call it military. They were going to call it wartime, and a lot of talks. But the bottom line is certainly economically he was right in terms of and the theory, of course, here is that if we're not spending on war, our economy goes to hell. But what I, you know, I mean, I'm just putting it in a sentence. But here's the thing I wonder about, because, you know, since then, of course, and since the Cold War's over and all that, and everybody has merged with everybody else, defense contractor wise and all that, and some have even turned to the private sector. But I wonder how much of that stuff is actually made here anymore. I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's big business.
Well, of course it is. And when you look at the budget, obviously it is very big business. And you look at what America spends versus the rest of the world. I think I read something where I think it was like 2019, it was we were spending $731 billion, and the next closest was China with like $241 billion or something. We eclipse them all.
Mm-hmm. No, like I said that to an ex-brother-in-law of mine once, and he got mad, like, you know, because he worked on Star Wars, you know, Reagan thing.
Right, but let me ask you, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a negative, just in terms of it being a fact, how could he deny it? The dollars are right there.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, Raleigh, I don't want to talk about war. I want to talk about, because when I first started listening today, tonight,
mm-hmm.
You were talking about the big eclipse coming, the total eclipse of the moon.
Yes, the total eclipse, a solar eclipse, will happen Monday at your time, about 2:21 or so, Monday afternoon. And being a solar eclipse, that means that both the sun and the moon are in the same sign, and it's a new moon. So this will be a new moon in Aries and the sun in Aries. And of course, the way they'll line up, it will look as if, and you're not far, by the way, from the path of totality.
Well, I sent you a pic, not to interrupt, but I sent you some pictures at the beginning of your show.
You did?
Check your email, look for my,
all right.
You'll see some pictures I sent you.
Well, you can take some more pictures on Monday, because I think you're going to be about as close to the path of totality as anybody.
Do you see those pictures? Are you looking?
I'm trying to look, but nothing is appearing yet. So let's. How much be? Oh, here we are. The eclipse. Yes, here we are. Oh, okay. Total solar eclipse, Cleveland, April 8th, 2024. That's great. Yes, there you are. Getting all prepared. Got your T-shirts, your sweatshirts.
Right.
Yep, I see. I see you're all going to be ready. So are you going to, in fact, check it out on Monday?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to wear that T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Lovely and Talented Becky got a much smaller one. I think that's a big one. I said, me, that's mine.
Yes.
You know.
No, this is very nice.
There's a more, you know, robust fella.
Right.
But anyhow, we're going to wear the proper attire, and we're going to go to my son-in-law's house.
Uh-huh.
Lives in Stowe, Ohio.
All right, which
is right in the vicinity, you know, of Cleveland.
Okay,
Cleveland. Anyhow, and yeah, we're gonna watch it. We're gonna look at it. We got guy. He bought glasses.
You have to.
You know, it's,
you must.
Glasses.
You must. No, this is actually, all kidding aside, that's really serious stuff. You can be badly injured looking at the sun without protection.
Yeah, he bought some special kind of, I don't know, Becky put them somewhere.
Right. Well, no, it's not like picking up the pair of sunglasses you're normally wearing. You need proper protection for this.
Oh, no, he got these. He got these for us.
All
They're like special kind of glasses.
Yeah, okay, so there you will be near Akron looking at the total eclipse, the path of totality. All right, take pictures.
Could I?
Yeah, why not?
I guess I could with a cell phone, with my old cell phone.
Well, you probably could with your cell phone. You know, I mean, when you're actually at the moment of the totality, all you're going to see probably is a corona. You know, the moon will be blocking out the center of the sun, and you'll just see the outline around it.
Right.
So I don't see why.
All right, I'll try to do that. Now, before I go, Roy, I just want to also let you know, I have a song all in my head. It's ready to go. I'll send it to you next week, probably like Monday night or Tuesday.
All right. Hopefully it's not the one you sent before. You got to stick to records that our crowd will like, not stuff that's...
No, this is patterned after...
All right.
This is patterned after Let It Rain, The Temptation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a Temptation song. We'll take it.
Yeah, it's a Temptation song.
All right.
You know, sunshine, blue sky.
I wish it would rain.
I wish it would rain, yeah.
Yeah.
So I got it all in my head, but it's not them lyrics, it's different.
Oh, well, of course.
All right, I'll get it out to you next week.
I'm looking forward to it, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right, so yeah, I Wish It Would Rain, a fine song. 888-876-5593. And, you know, I don't want to be giving you advice, actually, on how to see the eclipse, because I really don't know. I just know that you don't want to look at this with the naked eye under any condition. You do want special glasses, and you'll have to look it up if, you know, at totality you can use a cell phone or whatever, because I just don't know. But I would say be careful. Now, if you're right in the path of totality, you want to get what you need to be safe, and then sure, check it out. And there probably are many ways to take pictures, but get that from a source that actually wants to protect you rather than, you know, an idiot talk show host. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Eduardo is in Tampa. Thanks for waiting. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh, a couple of things here. Before I get to the Lou Whitaker, he's a famous mountaineer who died some days ago.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to comment on Angie Harmon.
Yes.
And her dog.
Yes.
It was really weird because I thought the guy should have just dropped the package and left. Although, with her case, I think she should have had the dog inside, too.
Well, see, I don't know all the details. I only know it from what she's put out there. The police so far have declined to prosecute, but according to her story,
right,
is an Instacart delivery driver delivering groceries, not to her, but someone there, delivered the groceries, turned around to leave, and shot her dog dead. The dog supposedly was not attacking him, and he even made an issue saying, yeah, I shot your dog, and all this stuff. And now, here, obviously, there are laws about cruelty to animals, but so far, the police have said that, you know, he said it was self-defense, and we're taking it on face value. Instacart has suspended the guy because they're not supposed to be carrying weapons. It's also interesting because the Instacart profile that this obvious guy was using was of a woman's picture, so who knows what's up with that.
Okay.
But here's the problem in this, because people have said, well, she can sue and all that, and yeah, but... There's a very big but. Animals in most states are just personal property, and they have a value that in some states is worth under $100. It is just horrendous how little they view the life of companion animals, who absolutely are parts of families and becomes very emotional. So legally, right, though, if you're in a state where the dog is valued, let's say they say $300, and that's the most you'd get. Now, I would hope, if this was actually just a shooting the way she describes it, that he'd be arrested for cruelty to animals, because there are, right, of course, provisions for jail time and all that kind of stuff. But unfortunately, there should be a change in that companion animals should be valued more than a few hundred bucks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how law is over there in North Carolina, but.
Most states, I'm telling you, most states, it's not much money, sadly.
Okay.
You know, and that's something that I think really should change because of the role that companion animals play in people's life. It eclipses what the cost is to replace the dog.
Yeah, you do have a point, yeah.
But the way it stands now in North Carolina, I don't know that she has much to stand on unless her lawyers, if she has any, have found a way to go after, and it would have to be probably after Instacart. But the problem is that Instacart played by the rules and suspended the driver immediately and said, you know, our policy is absolutely no guns and all that. So I would assume whoever,
right,
the driver is probably, you know, is like the python who doesn't have a pit to hiss in. And I don't expect great money out of that. But she's not after that either. I mean, the worst part is, this is like a family member. It is a family member, and in front of her children and everything,
sure,
else, this is unconscionable. And you hope that there's a way for law enforcement to step in, but without any proof of the incident, it's a he said, she said. So.
Yeah, well, wasn't there a camera?
No, see, here's the thing.
Camera?
She had a door camera, but it was in the house charging. And it was,
okay,
because they were at home, they weren't concerned about it. It was her belief that the shot didn't occur until the driver realized that there was no camera.
Okay.
So, you know, that does make it a he said, she said. It's just... It's really a sad story, because what's truly sad is that anyone would be of such a depraved nature that they would, shoot a living thing and then, you know, arrogantly brag to the desolate family that they did it. You know, yeah, I shot your dog. Yeah, I did. You know, that's what she claims was said to her. So,
okay.
Yeah. Real
I don't
shame.
Know. Did you ever hear about the, moving on to the Whitakers, did you ever hear of Lou Whitaker and then Jim Whitaker, too? They were over there by Seattle. His brother Jim was the first American to go up to Everest.
Oh, okay.
And they even taught the, in the 50s, the Army Mountain,
okay,
the 10 Mountain Division.
All
I thought
right.
that was pretty interesting. I never heard of them.
Oh yeah, and so there's stories on him because of Jim. Of course, it's the capstone of the Cascades. What, 14,410 feet or whatever? And so I think he was a teenager when he did it. Jim.
Oh yeah, the Boy Scouts. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was basically
16 years. Yeah.
Yeah, that he was a teenager, and so yeah. That's the deal.
That's a pretty interesting thing. Yeah, he passed away at 95.
Yeah.
But he survived a lot of avalanches, storms, and all that. So.
Well, when you
decide... he climbed into his 70s.
When you decide that you're doing this as a hobby, you are going to hit a lot of pitfalls. And, he both of the boys were well known. The other brother was not there for his, you know, big climb, but they both did a number of things. He got what, basketball scholarships, and I'm pretty sure that they went to University of Washington on basketball scholarships. And
yeah, they didn't mention that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it could
that,
be, yeah.
Yeah, I think that they did. And you know, they were guides too, and they took people up there regularly. And there were stories about how, you know, they needed a helicopter rescue and all that kind of stuff. There were all sorts of stories about that, because obviously it's grueling pace, to say the least. But yeah.
Yeah, they weren't there, but they had a big incident in 81 where 11 climbers died, but they were not there, I believe.
I don't think they were either. I know they went on other mountains. I think they did the Himalayas.
Okay.
You know, so all of that, but yeah, the mountain climbing is definitely not for sissies.
Oh no, it takes quite bravery.
yeah, or stupidity, depending on how you look at it. But you know, a lot of avalanches are the problem, you know, and so I'm sure they each had their share of that, because it happens. And of course, there's a number of other things weather-wise that can give you all sorts of problems. You know, it's funny. I listen to those near-death experience accounts online because to fall asleep, you know, just pablum at night. And there's a few of them about people who had their near-death experience because they were mountain climbing. And interesting to hear the tale. And I think to myself, and they did this voluntarily. Well, now there's interesting news. So, yeah.
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 Well, this is a great story that definitely can be shared to the young people, because maybe they'll, if not pursue mountain climbing, they'll pursue other avenues of success in life.
I guess you're bringing this up because Lou died. Jim, the twin brother, you know, but Lou was 95 years old, I think, when he did.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it came in the Tampa Times. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you are. I was going to say, now what? I had seen that. So, that would explain why it was on your mind.
Mm-hmm. Before I leave you, so, Teresa, my, maybe future supervisor, so we're going to be talking later today, and then she didn't respond to my email, but she said, oh, yeah, let's talk on Friday. So
good.
If it goes according to plan, there'll be more details, and I'll definitely share them next week.
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right.
Okay, have a good weekend, everyone.
Yeah, you too. So that's good news. We've been rooting for Eduardo in Job Search 2024. We'll get to Cleveland Dennis. We'll get to James on the South Side. And there's plenty of room available for you two right here on WGN Radio.
You have played your part.
James, more Don and Juan on Big Top, and that's writer's royalty, too. That's Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann, who wrote Potluck, the flip side of a flop. Yeah, but a fine song it was. 888-876-5593. 1962, by the way, in case you're taking notes. All right, so what do we have here? We'll get to Cleveland Dennis in a moment, but Chris in Greenwood, South Carolina, we want to know about his movie, because the film festival was over the weekend. So, all right, did you win?
No, I didn't win, but I think I was one of the bottom seven.
The bottom seven? All right. How many entries were there? Don't say eight.
Oh, there were eight. I'm looking at all the live entries.
Good.
From high school to college.
Yeah.
The open. I'm in the open.
Okay.
I'm going to show you the open division.
Uh-huh.
And count how many are they.
And who won?
Who won? His name is Joey Plyler, and he did third date. He's third, first place.
Okay.
Winston Seeley, he did the best solution.
Okay.
He's second place.
All right.
Nick Stevenson, he did Troll Trouble. That's third place.
Okay.
And the additional opens, you had Sean Vasquez in A Fairy Tale in the Forest.
All right.
Lauren Talley. This is the kind of Christmas film.
All right.
And yours truly, Chris Whiteman, did Dumb Grounded.
Yeah.
Dayton, Sophia, Ghost Rider.
All right.
Brian Gambrell, The New Face, Trey Young. I'm okay. That's all for the open division.
Well, now, was there a prize for coming in seventh?
No, but we got the keepsakes, autographed posters and a ball cap.
All right.
Which was good.
Absolutely, that was good. So a good time was had by all.
Oh, yeah. And you can, if you want to look at a Dumb Ground, can I play just a small clip of it?
Well, I don't know how you're going to do that other than holding the phone up to something, which probably won't sound very good. So give me the URL, and I'll look for it, and we'll put it online, and I'll try to get it on the air.
Okay, you ready for it?
Well, is it long?
No, it's 4 minutes long.
Dumb Ground. I don't mean that. I mean, is the URL long?
No, it's m dot lowercase m.
Yeah.
Dot youtube.com slash watch ? V. Like Victor,
right.
Lowercase v equals capital U as in a uniform,
right?
Capital R as in
Raleigh.
Repeat.
Yeah, okay.
Raleigh, yeah. Lowercase p as in perfect.
Okay.
Capital D as in dog.
Okay.
Lowercase e as in
Everett.
Extreme.
Okay.
Right. C as in Chris. That's me.
Is that lowercase too?
F, lowercase f as in Fraser Crane.
Okay.
The Q as in QVC.
And this is all lowercase.
The J. Yep, lowercase. J as in Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
Lowercase x as in X-ray.
Okay.
Capital Y.
I love the way I say, is this long? Oh, no, it's not long. It's just got every letter in the alphabet. All right. Capital Y.
Yeah, and the and, the ampersand.
Okay.
Like 8 with a tail.
Yeah, understood.
And then feature, all lowercase. Feature, F-E-A-T-U-R-E.
Yes.
Equal sign.
Mm-hmm.
Y, lowercase Y-O-U, T-U, period, B-E.
Right, all right. All right. I will see if we can pull it up. Now, what? It's done grounded if we can't find it, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, it'll pull it right up.
All right. Well, as long as I got my capitals right on that, we'll see how I do. So, in fact, I'll give it a try, and congratulations on coming in seventh.
Thank you so much. Space got actually something else non-film festival related.
Okay. I'll look forward to it.
You remember that old show, Face the Nation, right?
Of course.
You know, it turns like 70 years old this year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I wonder, is that show going to retire?
Well, couldn't tell you. All right, so I'll look for this, and I'll figure this out one way or another, and we'll check out your film.
Yeah, and you can play some of it on the air before you go off.
All right, if I can do that, I will look for it right now. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, appreciate it. All right, so we'll do that. I'll punch the URL in and see. Is it long? No. It's just got every damn letter there ever was, and I'm surprised there wasn't Cyrillian in that. All right, so we'll get to Cleveland Dennis, and we'll get to James on the South Side, and we will get, no matter what, we will get to these symptoms of needing an exorcist. And they're serious as a heart attack about this. This has been on the rise, so you just never know. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio. That the other day. It was a request, and I just looked on Carol's sheet, and I see it's not there, so I must have played it. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed it again. And nothing like Carla Thomas. I'll take it. 888-876-5593. All right, Chris in Greenwood, I tried your URL. Forget about it. You'll have to email this to me. Email a link. And yeah. It says it's not found. Then it said it was yanked. Well, I'm sure it's there because we found a lot of the South Carolina Festival of Discovery stuff from last year. But I didn't find this. So send me the URL and we will take a look at that next week. I promise. All right. So Cleveland Dennis, 888-876-5593. And Elgin, welcome. And so I understand birthday wishes this week. Cleveland
today,
Dennis.
John had to remind me. Because I told him it was tomorrow that he wished me happy birthday because it's after midnight here.
Right, so it's technically today now, right?
I'm celebrating when I'm talking to you, Raleigh.
All right, so April 5th, right. you share your birthday with good guy Gary Stevens.
Good guy from WHK?
From WMCA and before that Lucky Keener 13 and WIL and WFUN.
Okay. All right. Back then, I was a teenager with a transistor radio. I don't think I can get anything except what was across the lake at CKLW in Windsor, Ontario.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I love that expose you did yesterday on Mary Wells. It was very, very good. It was interesting.
Yeah.
I also like the comment you made, and I'm going to be signing up come Monday, close to 1:20 p.m. when the eclipse happens, that... the power for the law of attractions times three, you said.
Yep. So check out Marianne's website, mariannewinkowski.com. Make yourself out a fake check before 2:21 your time, or 1:21 if you're in Central Time. And who knows what the law of abundance will bring to you.
Been bringing it. It's been bringing it, let me tell you.
All right.
You had a caller. He was talking about Lou Whitaker. Lou Whitaker, to me, was a second baseman for the Tigers back in the 70s and 80s, I think. But I really want to say this. You're talking about the bridge collapses.
Yes.
Even though I had been down to West Virginia a number of times in the late 60s and then throughout the 70s and the 80s and I think once in the 90s, never heard anything until there was the internet that the Silver Bridge, you know, going into Huntington, West Virginia from the Ohio side collapsed, and they saw that giant lifelike person, bird, standing on the side of the bridge or the embankment.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty bad
46 people. And that was right. That was a suspension bridge, and it was built in the 20s. And it was originally, I think, the Point Pleasant. But in any event,
Point Pleasant, right.
when it collapsed, that was rush hour traffic. That's why there were so many deaths. So, yeah.
They built it in the 20s, and the cars were just rickety, lighter vehicles back then, I guess, and wow.
And as far as I know, it wasn't hit by anything. There was a problem in one of the suspension chains. The bridge collapsed without being hit.
Right. Yeah, there's criticism about the design.
Well, right. But, you know, I mean, 1928, the only criticism I'd have is why did it wait till we had this type of a catastrophe before this was examined and shored up or replaced? You know, because when it was built in 20...
You say the same thing for Baltimore.
Well,
what did they do?
Yeah, no, they were. You see, the thing is, they were aware of Baltimore. What I say there, because I understand the financial constraints, is why on earth, when they realized that if something major hit it, it wouldn't withstand it, why didn't they insist the tugs be used?
Well, I know you made comments. I heard it a couple times that they're trying to be cheap or save money.
Well, right.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's up to the government to step up to tell the private industry, you know, if you're going to use this port, you're going to come through the Key Bridge with tugs. That's all it would have taken.
Well, right. And let me make a comment that I know, because during the pandemic and shortly thereafter, when we had all the congestion with the steamship lines around the world, they jacked up their prices to the point where, if I have this correct, they made more money in 6 months after COVID than they made in the last 10 years. So the greed factor, they got the money. They could have taken care of it. And the bureaucracy of the steamship lines, that's another story worldwide unto itself. That's really all I got tonight.
All right. Good to hear from you. Thanks. Yep. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And James on the south side will wrap it up here in about a minute and a half. So what you got? So tell me about your favorite stuff that doesn't have blood, guts, and gore.
Okay. There was the, there was this one story about this lady who basically, I'm trying to think of which. It's actually two stories. There was one where I think it was the teaching thing. That was the one. That was another teaching thing. That was which I mean, it's bad when you have to go to teaching once, basically. Mm. But hey, that's how that goes. And then there was the one where the woman just found these puppies, and she was trying to save them, and she regretted that she hadn't come across them sooner.
Yeah.
She was only able to save one of them, but one of them got strong enough. The other three, despite her best efforts, they each passed away.
Yeah.
But she was able to save one that actually managed to nurse back to health.
Well, a number of stories. Like I say, I took away blood, guts, and gore, so that took 300 stories away right there, because it is certainly that kind of a thing. But, of course, we could also talk about the stories of recalls and the latest bird flu found in milk in three states. So, yeah, don't eat anything.
I didn't want to talk about that. I figured, that just simply spoiled people's appetite.
Right, right. Then you have a woman who divorced her husband because she learned he was spying on her, but people say that she's the problem. Well, all right, get down with your bad self. So
it's either somebody's watching me, Rockwell, or the police every step I take.
Yeah, boy, yeah, and it's the classic argument, but I guess now brought to you electronically. Well, you've ended the show and the week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you have a good week, and hopefully you feel better.
All right, appreciate that. You too. All right, so on that note, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank all of you for calling. And that'll be a wrap. We'll reconvene Monday, but it'll be late. It'll be after, it won't be March Madness. It'll be after April Madness, I guess. Something or other sports-wise, and then we will do an hour of Monday Night Trivia or so. Well, we'll see. Talk to you then on WGN Radio.